Welcome to this edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse. Today, an in-depth look at Farm Bureau's latest Market Basket Food Price Survey, released a few days back, covering the last quarter of 2013. The Farm Group's Dan Smaldone coordinates the calculations here, noting a couple of things that stood out.
First of all, we end the year on a high note for prices, which isn't exactly what everybody wants to hear, but isn't exactly not anticipated either. When we look at this, we end the year with our 40 basic grocery items costing $120.08. Now, this is less than 1% higher than it was in the third quarter of 2013. The bad news was that was also the previous high.
All in all, the survey increase was just a little over the going rate of inflation. Looking at the past 2 years of Kentucky food price trends, the state in 2013's last quarter was actually catching up with national trends.
In 2012, our market basket survey actually went against the grain with national averages. So while the rest of the country was experiencing increases of 1 to 1.5% overall, we were actually going the other direction with a little more than a 1% decline in price. So what we essentially are seeing here at the end of 2013 is that we are now finally catching up to the national average in prices.
Volunteers did that 40-item price check in 24 communities across the state. We'll be right back.
The 49th Annual National Farm Machinery Show, America's largest indoor ag exposition, February 12th through the 15th in Louisville at the Kentucky Exposition Center. Free admission daily, 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. Parking just $8. Then get ready for the excitement as the 46th Annual National Farm Machinery Show Championship Tractor Pull, sponsored by Syngenta. Also February 12th through the 15th at Freedom Hall. Tickets at the Freedom Hall Ticket Office, Ticketmaster by phone, or at Ticketmaster.com. Tickets subject to availability Friday and Saturday nights. Sell out early.
We're back with Farm Bureau Market Basket Food Price Survey Coordinator Dan Smaldone. He says they also take pains to educate consumers beyond retail prices, like the Farmer Share.
According to the USDA's Food Dollar Series, a farmer earns less than 16 cents per dollar spent on food, and actually was as high as 31 cents per dollar just as recent as 1980.
The survey notes that U.S. consumers spend about 10% of disposable income for food, one of the lowest rates in the world, and Smaldone commented on another important factor we probably don't even think about, availability.
And one thing we don't really ever have to worry about at this point in our history of our country is where our food comes from. We are very fortunate and very blessed to have food available at the store whenever we need it.
You can access that complete report online at kyfbnewsroom.com. Click on News. And that's today's edition of Across Kentucky. I'm Mike Feldhouse on the Farm Bureau Radio Network.